Sorry to be looking down on you. I'll try and look that way. Why do we still need Christmas? Well, the clue's in the name. Why do we still need Christ? Why do we still need Christmas? Because we need Christ. Asking why do we need Christ, why do we need Jesus, is a bit like saying, why do we need to breathe? Why do we need life? Jesus said, I've come to give you life to the full. And there's one of the readings in the Bible which says, this is a sentence about what Christmas is all about. It says that the grace of God has appeared. So you look at this child Jesus and you say, this child is the grace of God. What do I mean by the grace of God? Have you ever received a gift that you never deserved? A gift that was so wonderful, it just took your breath away. You were speechless. You didn't know even how to say thank you. It was so wonderful. Well, the gift of God's forgiveness, God's mercy, is like that. The grace of God. When we think about Christmas, there's many things that are familiar, but just because it's familiar doesn't mean that we understand it. We've all seen a sunrise. We know how beautiful a sunrise is, but could you explain it to me? You couldn't, but you can tell. You say, well, it's beautiful. It gives me light. It gives me life. Without the sunrise, we have no light. Without the sunrise, we have no light. And the coming of Jesus is like that. We can't understand all about how God became a human being. We know it's true. We believe it's true. But we know that it brings light. It brings life. It brings grace and mercy. There's another verse in the Bible that says that the sunrise has come upon us to show us the light of the glory of God in the face of the baby Jesus. The sunrise has come upon us to shine a light that will show us what God is really like as we look into the face of Jesus. So why do we need Christmas? We need Christmas because we need light. Why do we need Christ? Because we need light to guide us in the darkness. We need light to live, to enable us to live life to the full. We need light to scatter the darkness. And isn't there a lot of darkness and suffering and evil in the world today? Jesus says, I have come to destroy the works of the evil one. But also we need light to be able to see clearly, to be able to see the truth. Now, perhaps you're saying, well, I look within myself to find the truth. I look within, that's where I find the truth. But the Bible tells us that the truth doesn't come to us from within, it comes to us from above, like a sunrise. It's a revelation. It's a showing us that we couldn't see for ourselves. A light that comes to us from God. Jesus came to reveal to us the truth. Do you know that in a few years ago, there was the word of the year was post-truth. A new word in the dictionary which defines the society we live in. The reason it became word of the year is that people are no longer influenced as much by the truth as perhaps by an emotional appeal. We've just had an election, and one of the big things in the election has been people getting really frustrated and saying, I want to know the truth. How can I be sure that you're telling me the truth? How can I be sure that what you're saying is factual? And you might be sitting there tonight thinking, well, I'm thinking the same of you, Alistair. You've said a number of things so far that I'm not convinced about. Do you know that the Christmas story is rooted in the Bible? It's rooted in historical fact. It begins with some of these difficult words that we have to read. about certain rulers whose names are difficult to pronounce. It came, Jesus was born in Bethlehem at the time of Caesar Augustus. Jesus was born in the time of King Herod of Judea. Jesus was sentenced to death by a Roman governor called Pontius Pilate. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, attested by hundreds of witnesses, and written into the history books. A famous man called C.S. Lewis, he said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, because by it I see everything else in its proper perspective." And I can say, I believe in Christmas, I believe in Jesus Christ, because by him I can see everything else that life makes sense. I've not always been a Christian, but I can remember the morning at the age of 21 when I woke up and it didn't happen immediately, but over many months, I became convinced that what Jesus Christ was saying was true. And I became a follower of Jesus. And it was almost like I got a new pair of glasses, or I'd given my glasses a good clean. I could see life more clearly. I could look at the trees. I could look at creation. I could see it as a gift from God in a way that I couldn't see before. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus said an amazing thing. He said, "If you see me, you see God. If you see me, you see God." But there are also lights which distract and lights which deceive. And the Bible tells us that the devil has blinded the minds of many people so that they cannot see the wonderful truth about Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose again on the third day. Many people cannot see it because they've been distracted by other good things, but things which take the place of our attention, or deceived. But it's not good enough for us to say, "I long for the truth, tell me the truth," but we don't put any work in, we never take any effort to check it out. We never read a book, we never check it out. Come on the Alpha course and check it out. Do you know, why did God become a human being? And it's really, really simple. It's because human beings were in crisis. And human beings have been in crisis from the very beginning. And God became a human being so that he could represent us, so that he could show us how to live, and he lived a perfect life, and then he died on the cross, taking the punishment in our place. Jesus said, he never said, "I'll walk in winter wonderland," but he said, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will see the light of life." Why do we need Christmas? Because we're lonely? Mother Teresa said the most terrible poverty is loneliness, a feeling of being unloved. Have you ever felt lonely at a party? Have you ever felt lonely at a family gathering? Have you ever felt lonely when someone has died? Of course you have. We all have. The Bible says that another name for Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I want to tell you tonight that I know that God really loves me. I know that he is closer to me than any mother or father. He's closer to me than my wife. He's closer to me than my sister. He's closer to me than my brother. My brother died in 1991 at Christmas time in December. It was the worst Christmas we'd ever had as a family. And I said to my mom and dad one Sunday night in December, I said, I think I'm going to go along to a carol service. And they said, what do you want to do that for? We're in mourning. I just want to go. I just want to go. They said, yeah, you go then, that'll be great. You go. So I went along to the East Church in Inverness. I don't know if you know, it's on Academy Street. And it wasn't a church that I'd gone to. I just thought I would go along. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. The church was packed out. And at the end of the service, I got up and I went onto the street, onto the pavement. It was pitch dark, and people were sort of jostling, trying to get to their cars. And I kind of bumped into someone, and he said, Happy Christmas. And I said, he said, are you going to have a good Christmas? And I said, well, it's a bit difficult this year because my brother's just died. And he said, what happened? He says, well, my brother was killed in a car accident on the 5th of December. And he said, that happened to me when I was 21, and my brother was 24. You know, I was 21, and my brother was killed at 24, and we met in the darkness on that pavement. And he said, that happened to me. And he said, you're going to get through this. Don't give up hope. You're going to get through this. It's going to be really hard, but you're going to get through this. And out of all the hundreds of people that I would meet, one person, and I just felt that God had spoken to me through that person. And I could tell you hundreds of examples from this church and a few examples from my own life of remarkable times when God has come alongside me. I can tell you that I am loved. I am loved with an everlasting love. I'm beloved by God. Do you know in your life, you know, you want to be loved. Everyone wants to be loved. God came to show us that He really loves us. But you know, we've lost our connection with God from many, many years ago. It happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve rebelled against Him. And because of that, we were separated from God. And we've got this kind of cosmic loneliness in our hearts. No matter how many good things get poured into our lives, we might have the best friends, the best family, there's still an ache there. There's still a loneliness there. And that's because we have a great need for God. Only God can fill that hole in our hearts. And if you think of mobile phones, and you've ever been in an experience where the mobile phone's not working, and you're wondering why you've been cut off, and sometimes it's because we've not kept our side of the contract, we've not paid the bill, and the contract has been broken. The Bible says that when we've gone our own way, we've done our own things, we've gone our own direction, and we've ignored God, that's like breaking the contract. It cuts off the connection. Another thing that can happen is that, you know, you're making a mobile phone call, and it's a bad reception, and there's something in the way, and you have to sort of step outside, and suddenly the connection's restored. Well, the wrong things we've done and the wrong things we think and the wrong things we do, they block the path from us to God. And Jesus came to die on the cross, to forgive us, to clear the path, to bridge the gap between us and God. The Bible says that all have sinned without exception, and that the wages of sin is death, eternal disconnection from God. But the good news is this, that God came in Jesus Christ, so there is hope. Do you know that Jesus' name means rescuer, savior? You shall call Him Jesus because He will save the people from their sins. And the last reason why we need Christmas is because we are lost. Now, I have a confession to make. I've got a terrible sense of direction. Most people know that are my friends. But you know, I've got a brilliant sense of direction on the one thing that really matters. I know who God is. I know that He loves me. I know where I'm going where I die. And although I'll get lost many times driving my car, going round and round about several times, on the hills, don't give me the map, but on the big question of who am I and where is my life going, I've got a brilliant sense of direction. And I got it from the Bible. I got it from the Bible, and I'm not lost anymore. And I want to ask you tonight, no matter how good you are at reading maps, are you lost? If you don't know God as your Heavenly Father, you're lost. God, your Heavenly Father, knows you're lost, and He has sent out a search party to find you. He sent Jesus, His Son. Jesus said, "I have come to seek and to save the lost." He came looking for us when we were not looking for Him. He came while we still were ignoring Him. He came while we were against Him. He was against us, but we were not against Him. And you know that He came to do something which we can't do for ourselves. It's a bit like being stuck in a pit and you can't get out, and someone has got to give that rope down, and you've got to trust the rope and let Him pull you out. And the Bible says that He took me from a fearful pit. He lifted me from the mud and the mire. And He set my feet on a rock, and He gave me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. This is what Christmas is about. It's about praising God for all that He has done for all people. Not just for me, but for all of us. But you need to find your way in life. You need to find your way home. And the Father's looking for you. And the Father's waiting for you. The Father sent His Son, Jesus, for God so loved the world. And that means He loves you without exception. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not be cut off, but will be reconnected and will live with Him in a love relationship forever. Why do we need Christmas? Because we need light. Because we are lonely without God. Because we are lost. But good news, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is God with us. His presence. You know, if you call out to Him, He will hear your prayer and He will come to you this Christmas. It will be the best, best Christmas ever. It will not be a Christmas present alone. It will be a Christmas presence, a presence of God. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Do you need Him? Do you want Him? Do you know how to receive Him? You say, sorry. Sorry for turning my back on you. Sorry for going my own way. Thank you for coming into this world to rescue me. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness. And please come into my life. Whether you're the youngest child or the oldest adult, God can hear that prayer, and it will be the best Christmas ever. Guarantee it. Now, this next hymn we're going to sing, this next carol, is got a one line in it, which is like a prayer. The prayer is, "Be born in me today." And you can sing this as a prayer. We're going to stand together. We're going to sing together, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."